A news reporter stated that the family farm was not listed as an occupation on a census taken several years ago. There just aren't enough of them left to make it worthwhile. We laugh now, he said, but we'll cry later. One of the greatest sources of strength for our nation in the past has been the family farm. People who come from the family farms of America spend time at home, spend time in the country, learn how to work, and experience a sense of accomplishment. I wouldn't trade my experience of growing up on a family farm for anything. I'm especially grateful for parents who raised me on one. Oh, sure, as a kid I complained, I suppose most kids do. But the work was good for me. South Dakota had a lot of wind, but many evenings became calm and still. And after a long, hard day, it was relaxing to sit in front of the house and listen to and watch the wild ducks as they quacked and skidded in for landings on the lake a short distance away. People in the city enjoy the city, I guess. But for me, I still enjoy the country. This is Rod Bieber with Seed Time and Harvest.
Hey folks, get ready. The Warriors Revolution Open House is 10 to 7 Saturday, August 17th. Warriors is jammed with thousands of door-busting specials only available at this event. And as always, the best ammo prices anywhere. Come in and meet the Warriors crew and Mad Vax and the Rev. It will feature a live radio remote from 1 to 3. Warriors Revolution is located at Ken Pratt and Bowen Street in Longmont, Colorado. Firearms, accessories, and so much more.
The globalists say resistance is futile. Will you choose to accept your slavery or declare your liberty? Find out how on Pac-Man and the Rev, Saturdays from 1 to 2. Sometimes the truth hurts.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
This is Mark Call, host of the Come Out of Her My People show here on the Roar of the Rockies. Tune in to discover why, whether it's the law of the land or scripture, what you've probably heard it says is not what is written. It's time to come out of all of that.
Of all tyrannies, a tyranny exercised for the good of its victims may be the most oppressive. It would be better to live under robber barons than under omnipotent moral busybodies. The robber baron's cruelty may sometimes sleep, his cupidity may at some point be satiated. But those who torment us for our own good will torment us without end, for they do so with the approval of their own conscience. C.S. Lewis.
All of your electronic devices can be severely damaged by lightning bolts and power surges. Even worse, an EMP attack can destroy everything, leaving our technology-dependent society with no technology. But don't let that be you. Go to EMPShield.com and put KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Again, go to EMPShield.com and type KHNC in the promo code box. EMPShield.com.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Around you. Welcome to the second hour of today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Monday through Friday, 11 to 1 on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com and the podcasts 1360KHNC.com to the podcast section and to the Present Truth site. And then daily, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 on KHNC 1360 AM radio in Northern Colorado, Johnstown. The first hour is played at that time. I tried to, in the last hour, give a condensed overview of the Kennedy curse upon the Kennedy lineage. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. It's a Democrat Party. He's not an independent. He's a Democrat, like his uncles, no different. Voters are basically suggesting he quit the race. He's not going to go anywhere. His time in politics is over. He will go nowhere. With Kamala Harris, we are watching a play, a big scene on the stage. It appears as if she is a threat to Donald Trump. No, she's not. She's not a threat to anybody. She's not going to go anywhere either. She's going to be, her spotlight, time in the spotlight is going to be short-lived. And like the wax mannequin that she is, she's going to melt and disappear from history. She's not going to be president. There was no such thing as a female president in the United States of America. Never has been, never will be. And the communist that she chose for vice president out of Minnesota, he is a communist. He's not going to go anywhere either. Possibly when Barack Obama returns to power, Barry might have a place for him in his new administration. Not sure. There is a war in the Democratic Party, the Obamas, against the Rockefellers, and or Soros. But Obama's going to go rogue. After he returns to power, he's going to go rogue. He is going to he's going to have a lot of authority. He's going to have a lot of power. But he's not going to be as controllable as he was when he was in office 2008 to 2016. He won't be as controllable. George Soros won't be able to control him. The Rockefeller family, lineages, Hillary, Bill, they're not going to be able to control him. He's his own king. He's a king unto himself, and he will have a kingdom and the power of a kingdom to do whatever he would like to do internationally, like destroy the nations. The law that has just been passed, the new conscription law, was put in place for him, for Barry. And he's going to use that, the youth of America, as his army in conquest of nations that are trying to destroy America through de-dollarizing. Don't use the dollar, use the other currencies. with Donald Trump. I mean, we are watching daily, day by day, as each day passes, it's one day closer to Donald Trump's leaving the political stage. Every day is a day closer. Every day we're getting closer to the return of Barack Obama. How he's going to return lawfully or unlawfully, it's going to have to be unlawfully. He can't return lawfully. Going to be illegal through corruption, through, well, I'll use the word rather than corruption, through military might, possibly, violating the Constitution or destroying the Constitution, a coup. I don't know. We can't stop it. It's going to happen. And quite a few people are going to wake up. In this country, that's one matter. Internationally, it's a whole different matter. When he takes power, he's going to probably try to have Benjamin Netanyahu removed. But it's going to be quite a change. I think it's going to take him probably, I would think, maybe a half a year to really get situated in the new position he's going to be given. He has to pick the right people around him. Nancy Pelosi, I don't think, is going to be one of those people. Maxine Waters, I don't believe so. Schumer, I'm not so sure. The old Bolshevik communists that have ruled the country, like the Clintons, they may be kept at arm's distance. I'm trying to figure out how I can articulate this in the proper way. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. I'll be right back.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360khnc.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
Hey folks, disaster can happen at any time. The PE Survival and Prepper Show is coming to the Boulder County Fairgrounds in Longmont, Saturday, August 31st and Sunday, September 1st. Vendors are patrons. You'll find thousands of items designed to make you self-reliant now and after the collapse. Mark your calendars and visit peshows.com for info. This show will feature first aid demos and a survival seminar on Sunday. Get moving. I'll see you at the show.
Get ready to embark on an extraordinary journey with Kelvin Crosby, better known as the Deaf Blind Potter, and his over 15 million followers right here on KHNC every Monday at 5 o'clock p.m. Kelvin will motivate you and show you how to live beyond life's challenges right here on AM 1360.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farmland, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
We'll be right back.
Now, there are some things that are opaque. What is not opaque is return of Barack Obama. That, I don't know how and what kind of how he illegally is going to return. It will be illegal. But if it's a coup, illegal or not, it's going to happen. Donald Trump is on the way out. Kamala is on the way out. Kennedy is on the way out. There's only one person that will be able, that will be allowed to be the final president of the United States of America. That is Barack Obama. He's the only one according to the Bible. Revelation chapter 17, verse 9 and 10. He's the only person that God will allow to be the final president of the United States of America. Now, in Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, the victories continue. The campaign against the enemies, those who hate Israel, the terrorists, is continuing. The operations are continuing. Benjamin Netanyahu is continuing to be very victorious. Every move Israel makes is putting an end to important terrorists, leaders. They're taking out cells. They're finding more tunnels, destroying them. Munitions depots. They are halting the weapons coming into the country. Egypt is sending troops to the border. Egypt better be careful. They've been defeated starting in 1956. Every time they've come against Israel, they've suffered a great penalty. In the Houthis in Yemen, Israel has really, 10 days ago, taking out that refinery. They're still trying to recover. Now, with the assassination of Ismail Haniya, they're trying to find someone to replace him. It's a big vacuum. And they're talking about this Yahya Sinwar, who's been in hiding since October 7th. And they're saying that Sinwar is going to now lead the resistance movement. This is a joke. Sinwar has been in hiding. He won't come out of the cave. Many of these people, leaders of Hamas that have been, I shouldn't say cave, the tunnels, or caves, many of the leaders who have been in these tunnels for months, they have respiratory problems. Some came out to breathe the fresh air and they got the missile flu. The missile flu came right down on top of their heads and these leaders were eliminated. But the whatever is in these tunnels, they can't get in fresh air. And so the air, I suppose, could be in some areas stifling, and there's lung diseases, lung problems. Sinwar has been down there in these tunnels since October 7th. So Hamas has appointed its Gaza leader, Yahya Sinwar, as a new political chief at large to succeed Ismail Haniya, who was assassinated in a suspected Israeli attack last week in Tehran. Now they say it was a missile attack. Now they say that it was planted pre-positioned explosives. Either way, he did get the flu. Sinwar is now trying to push the movement through uncertain times across the region, and this is out of Al Jazeera. And Al Jazeera is definitely one-sided on the side of the terrorists, but still, you can glean some truth. Sinwar is now trying to push the movement through uncertain times across the region from an unknown location in Gaza. The Gaza-based Palestinian leader is public enemy number one in Israel. So by choosing him as the head of this political bureau, Hamas is sending a message of defiance to the Israeli government. No, they are defiant, but they're losing the war. They're losing each battle. They're daily, with every missile attack or rocket attack on toward Israel, they lose more launchers, more men. Israel is expanding the war into Lebanon. Now there's conflict in the West Bank. The West Bank, Israel is going in, and all these terrorists, they're in war. People die. These people are dying. This defiance. It's, you know, to... I have a friend that he was defiant. He lived in the Carolinas. There was a hurricane coming. He lived at the end of a long dirt road, and alongside each side of the road on the way to his home. His home set at the end. It was a wooden structure home built back at the turn of the century, last century, and trailer park, basically. He was defiant. He heard there was a hurricane coming. He decided he was going to stay. And the people warned him, "You need to leave." He said, "No, I'll be fine." And so because of that, some of the people in the trailer park, they decided to stay too. And it was, I forget what hurricane this was, back in the early 90s. And he said that they didn't get the eye of the hurricane. I mean, they had just from beginning to end winds 100 miles an hour. And he told the, invited the friends in the neighborhood, "Hey, if you want to come over, I've got a keg of beer, we'll party." The party didn't last very long because eventually the winds became so severe, they basically had to shut the windows, lock the doors. They have these things, what do you call them, so that the windows don't blow out. I forget the name of shutters. Everything was shuttered, and they were inside. Night came, the winds kept getting stronger, things started creaking. Pretty soon they weren't drinking. The power goes out. They're trying to figure out what to do. They can hear things ripping, trees snapping. He said it sounded like being in a horror movie. I said, "Bob, what were you doing? Why would you even stay?" He says, "Well, I wanted to see what it was like." And he said, in the morning, when everything died down, he said, we went outside. The trailer park basically was gone. Both sides of the both sides of the street, the dirt road all the way to the main highway. And he said, everybody just walked away. They disappeared into the day. I said, "What did you do?" He said, "I moved back to Colorado." I said, "Would you ever do that again?" He said, "No way." This is Hamas. Why would you want to continue to attack Israel? Sinwar is going to do nothing for Hamas. He's going to do nothing for the Arab people living in that area. Yahya Sinwar is he's like these, when you go down the street and you see these big big gorillas at a tire store filled with air, and it's moving the arms in the air to get your attention so you come in and buy new tires. This is Yahya Sinwar. He's done nothing. He will do nothing when the IDF, when they find him, he will be assassinated. He's a military commander doing operations for Hamas. He's a target. If he's even alive, I'm not even sure he's alive. But Israel, in the meantime, Benjamin Netanyahu is going to continue these operations. And with these operations, he will be successful. The American people may not want to hear it. The terrorists don't want to hear it. But Psalm 83, I refer to this psalm. It is the Gaza War, which began October 7th. Psalm 83 says, Benjamin Netanyahu, by putting pieces together, is the prime minister of Israel who will wage war on these terrorist groups in the region and within Israel. And nothing will stop him. Not the UN. Not Joe Biden, if he's even alive. Not Kamala Harris. I think she is MK Ultra'd myself. From the time she was a child, she speaks like a 10, 12 year old. And a reality, I don't know what type of reality she has in her life, but Netanyahu comes over and she basically tells him that he needs to stop the, she didn't use the word genocide, but that's what she meant. And Netanyahu continues the operations against the terrorists. He will continue. He will be successful. Eventually, Damascus is a target. Hezbollah is not going to be successful in Lebanon. Every day in Gaza, Israeli forces, a percentage of forces are continuing to go back and forth through that area and continue to operations against these terrorists. And they're not telling you that many of these terrorists are dying daily. They're not saying one thing to the press about how many are dying in this war. The focus is on the civilians. The civilians want Hamas gone. They want Yahya Sinwar. They want him to be assassinated. They're not telling you that. They're not telling the world. They want Yahya Sinwar. They want him to be assassinated. They want peace. They want to live. They want to exist. I'll be back. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Are you a veteran who served offshore of the Republic of Vietnam between 1962 and 1975? Blue Water Navy veterans and their family members may now qualify for compensation and survivor benefits for health conditions linked to herbicide exposure such as Agent Orange. To learn more, call 1-800-749-8387 or go to va.gov and search Blue Water Navy. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs.
Join me for my America First radio show, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7 a.m. and Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. right here on AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies.
Are you prepared for a power outage? Never be left in the dark again. Wagner Electric has proudly partnered with Generac to provide long-lasting generators for your home. We have standalone and portable generators in stock now, so give us a call for a free estimate at 970-800-3693. If you are constructing or upgrading your home, trust our expert electricians to take care of your home the first time. We offer services for anything from wiring an unfinished basement to wiring a newly built pole barn. Your electrical system is the heartbeat of your home. So don't risk it and give us a call today to get started at 970-800-3693 or visit us at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located off Highway 85 in Greeley at 1517 2nd Avenue. Wagner Electric sets the standard.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Tune in every Saturday morning from 11 to noon right here on the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC 1360 AM, for the Gardening with Joy and Holly radio show. Get your garden started and growing successfully all season long every Saturday morning, 11 to noon.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360 KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
He went to fight wars for his country and his king, of his honor and his glory. The people would sing.
Ooh, what a lucky man he was. Ooh.
So, Yahya Sinwar is not going to make a difference for the people in the Gaza Strip. He won't make a difference for the Hamas terrorists at all. There is no one that will be able to replace Ismail Haniyeh. Sinwar is not as sophisticated as Haniyeh was, and not as liked. Basically, Yahya Sinwar is basically a soldier who came up through the ranks, whereas Ismail was part of a ruling family. He was more of a, I don't want to say royal, but he was, important family members. And he was very well educated, but not that educated. He knew better. He was in Ismail was spending time in Yemen. He should have stayed in Yemen, but the problem is the Yemen government knew that he was a target, and they didn't want Ismail murdered in their country. So they basically asked him politely to leave with a gun at his back. Yeah, we're just asking you, go to Tehran. They'll take care of you. After he's assassinated, the Russian government, their diplomats, basically had a chat with Tehran and Iran. Can't you protect these important people? Don't you have the security? Is your security that bad that they can come in, put bomb explosives in his residence and kill him? So Russia, Putin, and the boys were not very happy with Iran and their security. Immediately, Iran started hunting for and finding and imprisoning people that were supposedly involved in the plot to have Hania murdered. Israel to this day is still not admitted, nor they haven't admitted to it, nor are they declined having some type of involvement. Okay, now, another thing, I'm going to leave Sinwar. We're going to see what happens. He's been a target. He's even more of a target now. I don't know how he could be more of a target, but out of Germany, this was out of Slay News, S-L-A-Y, out of Germany, and they admit that the unvaxxed people are the winners. And the German media is demanding that the government apologize for forcing German people to be vaccinated. A major corporate media outlet in Germany has just declared the people who refuse to take the COVID mRNA shots during and after the pandemic are the winners. During a bombshell segment on German legacy media outlet Welt, the panel argued that the government owes the public an apology for claiming COVID was a pandemic of the unvaccinated. And the winners were the unvaccinated because they refused to comply with the government's mass vaccination agenda. Not only the agenda, but they're the winners because they have not been vaccinated. They don't have the parasites that the vaccinated have in them. They don't have the graphene oxide. They don't have the synthetic bio creatures in them. Let's see, because these people refuse to comply with the government's mass vaccination agenda, they are the winners. And I'm going to, with this here, there was an article on July 7th, and this was by the Absurdistan. The Rockefellers to the U.S. Die faster. We are making Homo Universalists. The family has destroyed the economy, hope, scientific progress, family integrity, faith, and the future. They must be decommissioned, stripped of their power, sent out to pasture. Absurdistan, in the article, has been picking away at one of the modern conspiracy theories, the 13 Luciferian families that rule the world and take all the money. The evidence and the data. How do these people work? They force policy change that impoverish us. They steal everything not nailed down. the unifying theory, other than self-interest, is depopulate. And there is this, in this article, this under the Substack, Matt Taibbi was interviewed by Tucker Carlson. At the end of the conversation, both men who have been everywhere and met everyone, they descended into a welter of confusion. Let's see here. How did they end this conversation? Why is everything so screwed up? Here's a relevant snippet. It's way deeper than you think. I think it's a spiritual thing. I do think societies kill themselves just as people do. I think that what we're seeing clearly, that's what we're seeing, is tell me how that's not what we're seeing. I guess in my own, well, I've got to conclude this in just a little bit. It is spiritual. It's not just a matter of the physical diseases. It's a spiritual problem also. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
When I started MyPillow, it was just a problem solution, one product company. Well, since then, with the help of my dedicated employees, we now have hundreds of products, some you might not even know about. To get the word out, we're having a $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. And for the first time ever, our six-pack towel sets, you guessed it, just $25. Our brand new four-pack dish towels, $25. And I've never done this before. Premium MyPillows with all new Giza fabric, any size, any loft level, even king size for only $25. And there's so much more. So go to MyPillow.com.
Use that promo code KHNC
for our $25 extravaganza. Order $75 and over, your entire order ships absolutely free.
Yes, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone. Let us help.
Listen to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show.
Saturdays at 11, right here on AM 1360.
Need pain relief? Gresca's Topical Mist Spray-On Water-Based Carbon 60 Suspension quickly absorbs into the skin, penetrating into muscles and joints to help reduce oxidative stress and inflammation. Spray it on to mist away your pain. Visit c-60.com or call 720-600-6040. Be sure to tell them that Naturally Inspired Radio sent you.
Riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, and packed we're out alone. Riders on the storm.
There's all right, and I've been looking at this article. It's too long. I have to abbreviate it. Since the COVID began, anybody that has really, anyone, doctors in the medical profession or any profession that have voiced their opinion and presented the truth about what happened during the COVID and the forced vaccinations are getting the flu. the doctors are dying like flies. They're having people are having heart attacks, strokes, turbo cancers. After the vaccines were rolled out, a friend sitting in a quiet coffee shop in one of the parliament buildings, listening to the premier of my province, he stated, "The evidence of harm in these vaccinations is coming in from everywhere." Yet he persisted. He did what he was told. Now he has cancer for the third time. With this whole COVID thing, there is a spiritual component to it. It's in the book of Revelation, chapter 6. It's the plagues, the third horseman, plagues, and there is a term, toxins in the plague. Toxins, something toxic. The rider of the horse, what is being dispensed upon the world, because the horses ride internationally. They're galloping across the world. And something is being dispensed toxic. Something in the air, something toxic, something being injected in people, toxic. And this is the way that this horse is dispensing plagues, diseases, synthetic parasites, like I stated yesterday. Was it yesterday? There's a patent war occurring with biolabs, pharmaceutical companies, research facilities. They're developing new synthetic things that live. They don't need oxygen. They can live in an individual. I think they're sucking the battery life out of you to live. You're a battery. They're also being given, I don't know, maybe directions on how to replicate. These things lay eggs. They're synthetic. But like a chicken, they lay eggs. Like a snake, they'll lay eggs. And they're created by man. Men, the children of Frankenstein, who have no conscience, that are employed by Lucifer. And I give the example out of Matthew chapter 4, where Christ was tempted in the desert, in the final temptation. Satan, the devil says, "Fall down and worship me, and I'll give you the kingdoms of the world." And Christ rebukes him. But this was Satan trying to recruit Christ. Satan, or Lucifer, the devil, is an employer. And as an employer, he is recruiting, hiring people, has been hiring people for 2,000 years, and especially the most intelligent scientists, bioresearchers, chemists, people that create new weapons for war. And Christ rebukes Satan or the devil, and the devil leaves. Well, the devil went out to continue to recruit people for his kingdom for the last 2,000 years. That's what he's been doing, recruiting. He recruited Anthony Fauci. He recruited Klaus Schwab, Henry Kissinger, Soros. These men will agree they're in secret societies. And when you join a secret society, you have to make a pledge. And what did Christ say? Don't swear any oaths, not by heaven, not by the earth, not by Jerusalem, not by the temple. But these people swear oaths. So they've been employed by the devil in it. And what about presidents of this country? What about families, wealthy families of the world? What about in China, Russia? Every nation has employees that work for the devil. And you have, in the kingdom of heaven, you have individuals that have been employed by Christ for 2,000 years to further a kingdom that he is the king of, the kingdom of heaven. And the commission that was given to the Christian people is to present the eternal kingdom to come to mankind. Don't join. Don't be employed by the devil. Let Christ be the one to employ you and help and use you to build his eternal kingdom in time. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Did you know that over 40 million adults in the United States suffer from anxiety? Renew Remedy understands the struggles of anxiety, depression, PTSD, insomnia, and addiction. That's why we offer natural solutions to help you find peace and balance in your life. Call 970-966-8419. That's 970-966-8419 to learn more about our special offer or visit RenewRemedy.com.
Every 2 minutes, a child becomes a victim of sex trafficking in the U.S. It's happening right now. Don't turn off the radio or change the channel. Don't cover your kids' ears, no matter how much you want to ignore it. Child trafficking is real. In fact, it's happening in your town. And you know what our greatest weapon against child trafficking is? It's our children. It's time to act with PACT. That's Partners Against Child Trafficking. PACT works to teach students how to identify the warning signs of child trafficking so they can help other vulnerable kids around them. PACT student ambassadors receive in-depth training on the issue and design a project to raise awareness, reduce victimization, and disrupt demand. Visit PACT.city to start donating today. That's PACT.city. And for as little as $5 a month, you can help end child exploitation.
I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group, and I would like to encourage everyone to make sure they are prepared financially as the Federal Reserve continues to destroy the value of the dollar. Since the closing of the gold window in 1971, the Federal Reserve has led the way in the explosion of debt and the devaluing of your money. They openly say that they need 2% inflation, which simply means they hope to devalue your money, and they want to do this every single year, year after year. I know it's hard to understand, but the Federal Reserve believes in prosperity through debt and growth via the devaluation of your future. To learn more about how to protect yourself, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592 and protect yourself against the devaluing of your money.
In the book Job, Job said that the world in the time in which we live, especially the final decade before Christ returns a second time, the world will be turned over into the hands of the wicked. This is what the world is witnessing presently. In America, we are watching everything. We're watching this country being turned over into the hands of the wicked. This would be the situation before Christ returns, a world that is basically mad, a world where a very few families, and I mean few in the sense of a million, very powerful families who would basically own everything, and then you have the power structure that would be the main secret society that has the lordship over all of the other societies. Pilgrim Society would be the mechanism to help Freemasonry, Skull and Bones, the Brotherhood, to rule the world. The world will be turned over into the hands of the wicked. This is what we are viewing in real time in this country. How do the wicked, the evil people, how do the unrighteous people continue to become more powerful? And the laws of every land, international laws, are inconsequential, are powerless, no bite. Because the wicked, the unrighteous, rule, and one thing that they are always, let me phrase this correctly. They are lawless. They are outside of law. Law does not affect them. The laws of God are the only thing that brings justice to these people. Like the guy that was responsible for putting together this opening ceremony for the Olympics, and he gets struck by lightning. Don't think God isn't real, and don't think God is not involved. He is involved. He is real. He is going to return. We're in the last decade. But that's it for today. I'm done. AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, podcast 1360KHNC.com. We'll visit tomorrow. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. Have a wonderful afternoon and evening.
Any major disaster, especially weather-related, when the power goes out, can cause people to suddenly panic. Within hours, grocery store shelves in your area can be picked clean. Food supply lines get interrupted, and food is hard to find. At that point, it's too late to do anything about it. You must survive only on the food you already have in your home, or risk waiting for the government to respond while you're standing in food lines. So ask yourself, do you have enough food in your home to last for weeks or months? That's why the smart move is to secure your family's personal supply of the most reliable emergency food you can buy. Having at least 4 weeks' worth of food is not a luxury. It's mandatory. If you don't want you and your family to end up in this situation, go to 1360KHNC.com and click on the Patriot Supply button at the top of the page. That's 1360KHNC.com and click on the Patriot Supply button.